Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And I think really you've got a couple of difficult games. UCF is going to be very, very good this year. And they were 10-3 last year with a true freshman quarterback. He's coming back. It could be a competition between Dylan Gabriel and Mackenzie Milton. Who knows? But Dylan Gabriel played very well last year. So UCF's going to be great again this season. Cincinnati on the road is going to be a tough game. Obviously, they're going to be pissed off that you came in, or they came in, you beat them twice last year and won the championship from them. So that's going to be a difficult game. You get the rematch against SMU. I think they win that game, though. There's some tough games, and it's a tough stretch of games because it's like they all come one after the other. You have Temple again, but you have them at home. Houston early in the season.
At Purdue. I think it's a tough schedule. I think you're going 10-2. You're an optimistic human being. But
I typically look optimistically until things start crashing and burning. So.
Well, Christian, thank you very much. It's wonderful to have you on the show, and we will talk to you again soon. Thanks.
Thank you.
That is Christian Fowler from 247. From 247 Sports. He's going 10-2, Jeffrey. That's. I'm not saying 10-2 isn't possible.
Yeah, I feel like 9-3. I don't want to say like. I don't think like 8-4 is the ceiling.
8-4 is clearly not the ceiling.
No,
I think eight and four might be most likely.
That's how I would say it.
I think it might be most likely. All right, we are going to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Chevrolet put 100 years of truck-building know-how into the next-generation Chevy Silverado. The result? You get the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever, offering the choice of 8 models with bold styling and distinct personalities, plus the most functional bed of any pickup, best-in-class front head and legroom, and available advanced trailering technology, including more camera views than any other truck. The 2020 Chevy Silverado, available now at your Mid-South Chevy dealers. Right now, well-qualified buyers can get a 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 with 0% financing for 72 months when you finance with GM Financial. Class's half-ton, full-size pickup segment. Some customers may not qualify. Monthly payment is $13.89 for every 1,000 you finance. Example down payment, 5.6%. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 3/2/2020. Visit Chuck Hutton Chevrolet, your Mid-South Chevy dealer.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Rascal Flatts, farewell. Life is a highway tour. Friday, July 24th, Bank Plus Amphitheater at Snowden Grove.
Like the sound of that.
Country music's greatest vocal group, Rascal Flatts. With special guests, Chris Lane and Matt Stell. Tickets on sale Friday, February 21st at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Presented by Live Nation.
Shaq Sports Hour.
Sports fans, we're talking all-time most heartbreaking moments. You're on.
Shaq, I sent my husband to get an Epson EcoTake printer, and he bought the wrong printer.
Ooh, that's bad. But as far as sports...
He bought one with cartridges.
Yeah, cartridges are a pain, but...
The EcoTake is cartridge-free. Comes with a ridiculous amount of ink.
Your husband owes you big time. Let me talk to him.
Already taken care of. He's giving me a foot massage right now. Say hi, dear.
Hey, Shaq.
Nice. Sports Hour. Sponsored by Epson EcoTake. Just feel and chill. Get your Epson EcoTake at Staples today.
This is the Frawls family. They live on a piece of land they call greener pasture, and they work on it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. With its durable construction and features that hook up to dozens of attachments with ease, no job is too tough. The Frawls family runs with us, because this is more than just land. It's home. Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1-Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. Achieving your personal best often comes down to how you feel. And when it comes to the right shoes, nothing feels better than New Balance. The fit specialists at the New Balance Memphis store conduct an in-depth analysis of your foot's size and shape to determine the best New Balance shoes for you. Experience the difference of the custom fit today at the New Balance Memphis store, located on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis. Your feet will thank you.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We got deserts, we got trees.
Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington thing.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m. Brought to you by the attorneys of Thomas White and Gill. Find them online at memphisfamilylaw.com.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what is this that we're listening to?
That's a song called Unfair from the band Pavement from Sacto, Northern Cal, as they say in the song. That song is an attack on their Southern California neighbors who, quote, take what the North delivers. And so I think appropriate for a Grizzlies road trip that starts in Sacramento and then heads to Los Angeles.
Do you own a cat?
A cat?
Yeah. I'm thinking of getting a cat.
Really? Why would you do such a thing?
You obviously didn't listen to the open of my show.
I didn't. I missed it today.
Rats. Rats.
That is not the way you solve a rat problem. It's really not. You've been watching with Tom and Jerry or whatever. Like, this is not how this is going.
Well, I brought in Jameson Rat. Their rat people are on it. But it's really been
mice, maybe. Maybe get a cat. But rats, no. This is not your answer.
Let me ask you this.
I have two dogs. I have no cat. There will be no cats in my house ever. No.
I have two dogs, but the dogs would get along fine with cats. They're very
That's not my problem. My problem is, like, if you were going into House of Mews and Cooper Young, I can't pass out when I walk through the door.
Well, they
I can't
have literally 100 cats
know,
peeing everywhere. That's a slightly...
I don't want anything to do with it.
I think if you had a house of barks that was...
Yeah,
400 dogs.
There is that.
But no, I'm with you on cats.
I don't want a litter box in my house.
I disagree with your premise.
What?
A house of barks? That sounds like the happiest place on earth. Move over to Disney World.
Who is it that has the idea of this dog museum?
Oh, that's Greg Akers, my buddy Greg.
Yeah, I actually like he wants to turn the Brooks.
I don't think that's a serious idea, but there's
I think it is a serious idea.
There's no question it would actually work.
Yes, he wants an international dog museum in our fair city, and we have no connection to dogs though. Is the problem like the wrestling museum? There's a reason to have a wrestling.
Well, Here's what I would say. No one has a particular. No, there's no city with a particular connection to dogs. I think Memphis has a very high. Certainly, my relatives who live in Minnesota think this. Memphis has a very high per capita dog ownership. I would guess.
You think?
I think we do. Yeah.
More than Minnesota, for example.
Oh, definitely. Yes. Because you had 7 months of winter in Minnesota. Dogs
would keep you warm at night.
You got to take them outside in the snow.
You just push them outside. You got a Bernie Smart dog.
There's no question to me that dog ownership per capita is higher in Memphis than in Minnesota. I think there's no question about that. But I do think we're a dog city. We like dogs. And then in the middle of a park, it's a dog kind of place, right? It's not like a dog museum that's like downtown. It's right in the middle of a park. So you walk outside the dog museum, you see dogs everywhere.
Is
anyway.
Is he not serious?
I don't know if he's serious or not, but it would
you
work.
You could have interactive dog thing. Like, who wouldn't come to the dog museum?
Everyone would come to the dog museum.
It's much better than a stupid aquarium.
Yes.
Who needs another aquarium?
I agree.
Dog museum. Greg Akers is on to something, whether he's joking about it or not. But anyway, the cats... I won't go into it again, but...
You have roof rats?
I got lots of rats.
I mean, roof rats are... There have been multiple times in our lives where we've had this problem. We hired somebody to... I don't remember who, but they deal with it, and then they go around and seal up everything. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This is something that people don't talk about much in Memphis, everyone deals with it.
We definitely have a higher per capita roof rats than we do in Minnesota.
100% the case. I've dealt with it at two different houses.
Well, so my buddy Charles was saying I should under no circumstances talk about the rats that I have because people will judge me for that.
Right.
And I said, no. In Memphis, it's part of living in Memphis is occasionally having roof rats.
Right.
I don't think I did leave the dog food out, and I won't go into this, but I had a garbage can twice the size of this garbage can.
Basically
a kitchen garbage can.
Yes.
And for reasons that I don't want to explain, it's too complicated. There were five baby rats in the bottom of that garbage. Five. What would you have done with them?
I had a similar issue, not in my current house, but in the house before. It was in the laundry room where they chewed through a plastic container where we kept dog food.
Right. They did that to me, too. I actually went and bought an industrial strength one because I knew I had it, and they chewed right through it.
And what I did was I shouldn't have done, but I scooped them into something and then took them like a few blocks away in a park and let them out.
That's
what
I did.
Yeah.
Well, what else are you supposed to do?
I don't know. Like, what am I? I'm gonna kill some baby rats myself?
I took them over to the CA. And I joke. I'm kidding. I didn't do that. Anyway, all right. The playoff chase starts apace tonight.
Yep.
As the Grizzlies play Sacramento. What's the meaning of how much would it mean to the Grizzlies on or off the court? What's the importance of them actually making the playoffs?
I don't want to overstate it because I do think it's still gravy. I don't think this is what's most important about the Grizzlies. I think it's still the long view, but I think there would be positive value in doing it. Yes. And so on the floor, I think, to me, it's almost more off the floor than on the floor, probably. I think the playoff race itself, I think Zach Kleiman actually said this, and I think he was right. I think being in the playoff race itself has more value than the actual playoffs to the team and to the players in terms of getting the reps and games that matter. I think getting a taste of the playoffs would be great for them, but I don't think, to me, that's marginally better than just being in the race. I think for fans and for the organization, A, you get like two sellout playoff games, which actually means something to the bottom line. I think we have seen in the past, like, the playoffs in Memphis are a blast, even when you don't think you're going to win.
Are they a blast when you get blasted? Swept that much fun?
They would be this time because it's the front end of what you think it's going to be a longer run, not the back end, right?
Right.
And so with this team, because I think you take for granted that you're going to lose. This is not 2011 San Antonio and the Zach Randolph. It's not that.
Honestly, it's not even because it is such gravy. It's not even with Hubie the first year, it was fun to just be in the playoffs. But in the end, you wanted to win a game. Like, you really wanted to win a game. And this is such gravy that I don't even think anyone would begrudge them getting swept at all.
With those Hubie teams, even at the time, everyone could look at it and see, like, it was hard to – you didn't expect to get swept three years in a row. But there was no – the ceiling – who was the second best player on that team? It was James Posey that year, but generally speaking, was it Mike Miller? Was it Shane Battier? Was it Jason Williams? The upside on that team was very limited, and they knew that. And that's why Jerry West made the trade for Rudy Gay, right? To try to change that.
Right.
So I think at the time, even when you look at those teams, you didn't see a team that could build on it in any meaningful way, whereas it's very different with this team. And so, I think there's value for the players and for the fans and for the organization, but I do think it is not that crucial to make the play.
I do wonder what it would mean. I don't even know that they know. There are two different aspects to the business side of it. One is literally just the money you get from the two sellouts, which would be significant.
And then the second is
how much does it supercharge going forward?
What marginal improvement do you get on your season ticket base for next season by making the playoffs versus not making the playoffs, right? I think there is a difference. I don't know if the difference is that profound, because I think either way, the story is the same.
But it even gives them a hook, though. There is this hook. Get your playoff tickets by putting down your...
Right.
It just gives them the hook. I don't know if that sells 500 or 200 or whatever.
Here's the thing, though, and I've sort of hinted around this before in what I've said here and what I've written. Even if the Grizzlies make the playoffs this season, I'm guessing they will be projected to not make the playoffs next season, even if they make it this season.
They'll literally be projected.
Come out for next season, the Grizzlies, I think, will not be in the top eight, regardless of what happens the rest of this season.
God.
Even if they do make the playoffs, I don't think they'll be projected top eight.
It's not in front of us, but the top eight will be, not in order, but the Lakers, the Clippers.
Yep. The Jazz.
The Nuggets. The Warriors,
with everybody
back. Pelicans.
The Mavs.
Yeah, the Mavs, the Pelicans. That's seven.
And we haven't even said the Houston Rockets.
Unless it blows up, right?
And then, you know what?
And that's not even – that's not counting Portland.
Right.
That's nine.
This is what I'm saying. And so the trajectory of this team is still pointed towards a North Star that is – These guys are 20 years old.
I know.
The trajectory is pointed towards a North Star that is when they are 23, 24, 25, right. 26, right?
Right.
And so you have to keep – you can enjoy what's happening now, but you have to keep your eye – and when I say you, I mean the organization too.
Right.
You have to keep your eye on that. That is what matters most. There may be an up and a down, a little squiggly up and down,
right.
But the general trajectory still needs to be headed towards that North Star, which is not this season or next season.
Right. It's 3 years hence.
Yeah.
It's 4 years hence. Okay. Well, that is fairly you've said it before that they could very well miss the playoffs next year. I don't think that you've said it as bluntly as they will. You do not believe they will be projected to make the playoffs.
To me, that's obvious.
It's obvious.
I was telling people they were going to be projected to be last,
right.
Which they were.
Right.
Turns out they are not last, but that is where they were projected.
Right.
Before the season, you know.
Okay. You did a tour through this. A couple things that people can read. You did sort of a five things to look at going forward for the next 28 games. That came out a couple days ago. And then yesterday you put up a tour through this road trip. And people can go to the Daily Memphian and read both of those. But let's just start tonight. People are thinking, Sacramento, that's a win. Which is silly.
Yeah, we're not in a position where you should assume a road win no matter who they play. But, I mean, Sacramento is not a good team, but not a terrible team either. They've been good at home of late. They beat the Grizzlies in Sacramento earlier this season. And so the thing with Sacramento right now is they're playing really small. They traded away Dwayne Dedman, their center, who was unhappy. And then Marvin Bagley and Rashawn Holmes, their other two bigs, are both injured, and so they're going to play small, and so that's sort of the matchup wrinkle to this. I mean, I like the Grizzlies in this game, but to me it's sort of a toss-up. But I think the Grizzlies are clearly better, and I think they can match up with Sacramento pretty well if they play it the right way.
As you point out in this piece, Ja Morant goes up against De'Aaron Fox and has not actually gotten the better of him, certainly so far this year.
No, Fox has been better head-to-head. Morant has been okay, but the turnovers have been very high. It's really the other way. It's that he hasn't done anything to slow down De'Aaron Fox, who's been really good against the Grizzlies. So I wonder if we'll see more De'Anthony Melton on De'Aaron Fox. You know, Melton is more of a factor in the Grizzlies' rotation now than he was earlier in the season. We saw Melton's minutes go up when they were playing against Portland in the guard-heavy lineups that they throw out. So I think this is a Melton game, and I would like to see Melton, you know, leveraging that defense more against De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield in particular. But, you know, Morant has sort of taken these one-on-one battles pretty personally. I don't know if he's taken the Fox thing that personally, because maybe he just perceived Fox as a star the way he does, like, James Harden right. or whatever, right? But I think, you know, Ja Morant, De'Aaron Fox is a one-on-one battle that should be a thing.
Marvin Bagley's been hurt. Right. What do you think of him?
He has struggled more than I thought he would. I was higher on Bagley than the, you know, the stereotypical, like, smart draft people. But I was,
right. It's funny, fans liked him a lot.
But I was lower on Bagley than that.
Right.
Than that.
Fans
right?
wanted Bagley. Like, look at the numbers he puts up. He's an athlete.
Vernon
right.
thought he should be the number one pick in the draft yep. and, like, all of that. So I was in between. I had Bagley rated fourth, and like, on the record. I had him fourth that year behind Ayton, Doncic, Jared Jackson.
And he should have been behind those guys.
Yeah, he should have been even lower. He should have been behind Trae Young.
Yeah, yeah.
I just didn't know Trae Young was so small. I was worried about his transition.
Yeah.
And so I thought Bagley would be better than he's been, but he's had injury problems both years, and I wouldn't close the book on him and as being like a 20-10 kind of player down the road.
All right. After that, we go to the Lakers. By the way, do you think the Grizzlies, if they do happen to play the Lakers in the first round of the playoffs, do you think they'd get a game?
I mean, maybe. I wouldn't predict it. I mean, I would, you know.
Right.
The only way I wouldn't predict a Lakers sweep is if I was trying to be a homer and not have people be mad at me, right? and then you say Lakers in five. I think everyone's going to predict a Lakers sweep, as they should in that circumstance. But, yeah, you can always steal a game. If they let up and you have a big game at home, it's certainly possible.
They are 0-2 against the Lakers
One of those was close, though. It was a one-point game here before Thanksgiving, which was one of the best games of the season. When Ja Morant made big plays down the stretch, and LeBron
right.
James and Anthony Davis made a little bit more plays down the stretch. You know, I think it'll be interesting against the Lakers because we're seeing the Lakers play big. They play a true center next to Anthony Davis most of the game.
Right.
And I think that's a game, you know, Grizzlies are going to be playing small ball or playing against small ball against Sacramento and Houston on this trip. Against the Lakers, it's the other way, and I think they'll be interesting to see how Gorgui Dieng is used and whether is that someone who's going to get minutes guarding Anthony Davis, and is he fare better in that position or as well, you know, as Valanciunas or Jared Jackson Jr.
Who guards LeBron?
You know, that's interesting because Jay Crowder was the obvious guy to match physically, and he's not there. I mean, presumably Kyle Anderson is first shot. I would like to see Brandon Clark and Jaren Jackson Jr. get a shot at that, just to see what it looks like.
All right, and then we'll get to this more as the trip goes on. But since we're foreshadowing that Clippers, they're 1-1, I think, against the Clippers. Are they 1-1? Yeah, they're 1-1 against the Clippers.
They
thumped them in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
A diminished Clippers squad.
Yeah, that was sort of a fluky win in Los Angeles. The question with the Clippers is, Paul George and Patrick Beverley were both hurt going into the All-Star break. And as far as I've seen, as of yesterday afternoon, there was nothing official about whether they were going to play or not. Maybe that's changed. But Paul George dealing with a hamstring, Patrick Beverley dealing with a groin issue. Are they going to play coming out of the break? Are they going to be 100%? And those are sort of the bigger questions with the Clippers. And to me, the bigger question of all is which Kawhi are you going to get?
Right.
Regular season, you're never quite sure which Kawhi you're going to get.
They've added Marcus Morris of the Knicks fame.
He can shove Ja Morant again. He got another shot at it.
And they've added Reggie Jackson now.
Yep. The fact that Jay Crowder is gone, so we're not going to get the Jay Crowder or Marcus Morris thing. So I assume there will be nothing there with that. I'm not really sure how much Reggie Jackson is going to matter to the Clippers. I'm not really sure what they're doing other than just getting talent. And maybe Patrick Beverley misses games and he plays in that circumstance. But I would certainly not be playing him above Lou Williams or Patrick Beverley. And so if they're at full strength, you know, like say come playoff time, I'm not sure how much Reggie Jackson really plays for this team.
Do you still like the Clippers over the Lakers?
If everyone is fully healthy, I like the Clippers over the Lakers in a playoff series. The Clippers have a lot more questions right now. Paul George has not been healthy like all year, and so there are more questions around the Clippers. I think 1 through 15 in a playoff series, I like that roster better, yes.
And then Houston, which has gone small.
Yeah, and that'll be interesting to see sort of how the Grizzlies deal with that. I'm of the opinion that the Grizzlies shouldn't overreact too much either way. I mean, the overreaction in one way is we're big. Let's dump it down on the low block to Jonas every possession, and I think that's bait that you shouldn't take. But the other way is like, you know, our strengths are bigs. Let's not play them and make sure we match up small. I think the whole point of having Jaren Jackson Jr. and Brandon Clark is that you can play small ball without being small, right?
Right.
And to me, one of the long term skeleton key for the Grizzlies is that. We can play small ball style without playing small players. And, you know, maybe you're 2 or 3 years from maximizing that in terms of Jaren Jackson Jr.'s development. But to me, this is a great test of that. And so I wouldn't change my starting lineup, but I would really shift hard towards those lineups over the course of this game and see if we can play Houston style while still being bigger with those players.
The Pelicans and Blazers play San Antonio plays Utah tomorrow, and the Pelicans and Blazers play tomorrow. None of those teams are in action tonight.
Right.
Who are we going to be rooting for? Blazers, Pelicans?
That's a good question. I think...
Depends on Dame, doesn't it?
Yeah, it depends on Dame. I guess I would root for the Pelicans in that game. Because it's in Portland.
It's in Portland.
And that's one Portland sort of needs to get, probably. And I think Portland doesn't have the easier schedule the rest of the way, but over the next couple of weeks they sort of do. And so if you can sort of knock Portland out early and get them off stride, maybe you narrow the field a little bit.
All right. You had a piece in the weekly, what do we call this feature? The
weekly Memphian. I didn't have a piece. I contributed.
You had an entry. A contributor to the weekly Memphian, which will tell people what to do with themselves.
Yeah.
What did you recommend to the people?
There's a couple things going on tonight that I won't do either because I'll be watching the Grizzlies. But if you want to leave the house, there's a movie at Crosstown Concourse. They do sort of revival screening movie stuff every week. And the one they're doing tonight is a movie called Blue Collar from 1978, which was the directorial debut of Paul Schrader, the guy who wrote Taxi Driver. Wrote Taxi Driver in 76, made his directing debut in 78 with this movie Blue Collar, which stars Harvey Keitel, Richard Pryor in a dramatic role, and it's a Detroit auto line labor movement kind of thing. It's a really good movie. It's kind of bleak, but it's gritty and real, and it's good. And then if you like country music, Tanya Tucker, who just won the Grammy for Country Album of the Year,
really?
On the comeback trail is out at the soundstage at Graceland.
Soundstage at Graceland. Chris, thank you very much. We will talk to you tomorrow. That is Chris Harrington. By the way, Jeffrey, talk to the owner of Pimentos, because I want to know how many people have been out there getting the $5 Jeff Calkins special at Pimentos.
What did Trey have to say?
And I got to commend the people, by the way. You can go after 5. There was one person, by the way, who tweeted me and said that at the Houston Levee location, they went in and they said, I'd like the $5 Calkins burger. It's only after 5. And they were told they don't do it at the location. That is not true. They do it at both locations. There are two locations, one in Houston Levee. Don't stand for it. Tell them to get on the phone with Trey if anyone tries to tell you that. So there's one at Houston Levee, and there's one on Poplar, just to the east of 240. The one on Poplar, more than 140 of you good people have gone and gotten the Jeff Calkins burger for $5. And we are only halfway through February. Let's see if we get that number to 300. Because I'm putting money in their pocket. I'm putting money in their pocket. It's a $5. It's a delicious, absolutely sensational, one of the great underrated burgers in this city. You can get start with the pimento cheese and bacon one. It's got the glazed bacon, crispy bacon. It's got the jalapeno pimento cheese. But there's the sunrise one that has an egg on it. There's the one that has the French fries on it. There's the one that has a barbecue sauce. You go every day. Go every day and get a different one. It's after 5. Mention my name, Jeff Calkins, and you will get a Pimentos burger for $5 after 5. The one at Houston Levee, where they do have it, is a you can get that one. That one has a full bar, also a drive-through, so you can use either of those options as well. But I'm impressed. I'm impressed, and obviously it could be that everybody who goes and gets one gets another. That could be happening too. That could be why the number is what it is. Go see our friends at Pimentos. All right, the NFL has changed, Jeffrey. I'm going to ask you what you think. And more when we return. It's Jeff Cockatoo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
So be frustrated if you want. I certainly understand that. But being mad at the head coach is dumb. Literally no head coach would be able to overcome what Penny Hardaway is dealing with right now. And if you think I'm wrong, just give me the example of a coach who did it. I'm still waiting for somebody to provide a suitable answer.
The Gary Parrish Show. Weekdays 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
20 ribeyes for $30 at three locations in Memphis right now. For a limited time, hurry now. 20 ribeyes for $30. EBT, credit cards, debit cards, all payments accepted. Last chance to compare five-star steaks to Omaha Steak Box steak deals and save on the ribeyes. 20 ribeyes for $30. Look for the big tent in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall, the South Haven Town Center, and Oak Court Mall right now. Also on the big truck, crazy deals on premium steaks, pork, seafood, and gourmet chicken breasts. Everything must go. It's a truckload meat mania sale. Look for the big tent and truck in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall at the Highway 64 entrance and at the South Haven Town Center in front of JCPenney's across from Fox and Hounds. And also look for the big tent in the parking lot of Oak Court Mall directly in front of the food court on Poplar Street. Crazy deals on Kansas City strips, New York strips, fillets, bacon wrap fillets, mega ribeyes, and get 20 ribeyes for $30. Three locations in Memphis, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall, the South Haven Town Center, and Oak Court Mall.
You've got a car to sell, so you start thinking, what, this is going to be fun? Ha! You're really thinking, what a pain. It's going to take forever. I'm going to have to haggle with dealers or handle everything myself.
It doesn't have to be that way. GiveMeTheVIN.com is a much better way to go. Hi, I'm John Clay Wolf, and working with my company, GiveMeTheVIN.com is simple, fast, and I guarantee you more money for your car. Stop placing your own ads. Stop letting dealerships rob your trade-in and quit wasting time standing around at CarMax. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and give it a try. Just punch in your VIN number or plate number, post a few pics, and presto, you get an offer for your vehicle within seconds, and I give you more money guaranteed, or I send you a check for $100. This is smart, new, easy way to sell your vehicle for more money, and we'll come pick it up at your house or office. Take a couple of minutes and go to GiveMeTheVIN.com now.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air, here with my sales manager, Derek. Derek, did your granddaddy ever tell you nothing in life is free?
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
There's no such thing as a free furnace either. When you think of heating and air, think Best Care. No gimmicks, no hassles. Call us today for a free estimate at 624-1401. That's 624-1401. We are your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air, and a proud partner of the Memphis Tigers.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Hi, folks. The Chevy Sheriff with good news for car and truck buyers. The Sunrise Chevy Ranch has over 400 new Chevy cars and trucks in stock, ready for immediate delivery. Factory rebates up to $6,500 and Sunrise discounts high as $10,000. Immediate financing available with interest rates low as 0%. A $6 million used car inventory with cars and trucks for every budget and a lot specializing in cars and trucks under $99.95. If you've been turned down at another dealer, see us at sunrisememphis.com. We specialize in financing and Sunrise is home with a guaranteed credit approval. Find new roads to the Sunrise Sugar Ranch in Collierville.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Coughing and sneezing aren't the season's worst flaw. It's the ordinary tissues that can leave noses raw. With each little wipe, they can leave noses red. So do your sniffer a favor. Buy Puffs Plus Lotion instead. Puffs have lotion to soothe and are soft on your nose. You'll feel the difference with each of your blows. Especially during cold and flu season, a nose in need deserves Puffs Indeed.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Heard of the job? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins Show. Thanks to Chris Harrington. I have more rat updates. Not rat updates, but some of you, if you missed the beginning of the show.
Suggestions.
I'd recommend you go back and read it. Listen to it. Read it if you wish, but go back and.
I will not be transcribing.
Go back
the first
and
hour.
Listen to it, because I described my rat problem, and it was suggested to me I get a cat. Now, I have the Jameson people coming, and so it's going to be solved. I'm dealing this responsibly and professionally, but we have different thoughts on rats and cats. The Clooney says he feeds feral cats, outside cats, just to keep them coming around the yard on a regular basis, so he doesn't have rats like that. What do you think about that? You're not putting the feral cat out there. You're not responsible for it killing birds. You're just feeding the ones that are out there.
Okay, that's an acceptable. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of laissez-faire. That's letting the market decide.
Jenny McCarthy says single guys who have cats are hot.
Oh, Jenny McCarthy
is a woman.
She's a woman.
I don't think she's
the
that.
A celebrity or a tweet?
I don't think she's that Jenny McCarthy. She's another Jenny McCarthy.
Okay, good. Then I'm already starting to listen.
She said that single guys who have cats are hot. And then someone suggests that I could start a new show called The Catchular, single guys with cats looking for love. Right now, sadly, I'm just the Ratchler.
It's a great point.
Ratchler is much less in demand, I think, than The Catchular. Marcus says, or he says, just hear me out. You could burn it down and start anew.
Again, I think we're not quite there yet, but with that being said, I do think we need to make the necessary preparations just in case that time comes.
Right. And and then we have, because I pointed out I had five little baby rats in a garbage can and I didn't know what to do with them, it has been pointed out to me that the fact that I even contemplated repeatedly slamming a brick on baby rats as opposed to just letting them out elsewhere has scared me for the day. This is our friend TJ. You thought about getting rat guts on a brick, picking it up and repeating? This is dark, GC. The opera has changed you.
Back on the attractiveness, in a study, according to the very scientific, the very scientific research institute, Petsies.
Yeah.
In the study, women rated men toting puppies as almost 24% sexier, 14% more trustworthy, and 13% more attractive.
It's no question. A man with a dog is better than a man with a cat. Like, I got no problems with that. That's easy. The question is a man with a dog and a cat more attractive than a man with a dog? Does the cat subtract dog points, or does it add?
Owning a cat or kitten, on the other hand, women perceived men with kittens as the least attractive.
That's just kittens alone.
Correct. So,
but we don't know if kittens
you get
combine
points,
with cats.
You get points for a dog. You lose points for a cat. So it's the gap even widens.
In terms of the dog cat thing, we know cats poop in the house, right?
Correct.
And that's a problem. Right.
Or one could argue they're self-sufficient.
Well, they're not self-sufficient. Someone's got to, unless they're changing the damn kitty litter box, they're not self-sufficient.
Listen,
right?
As someone who got up at 3:30 in the morning yesterday because his dog decided that it was time to go to the bathroom and didn't get back to sleep.
I see. Someone else, Saluki, points out that dogs eat poop.
I would say that.
And cats don't. And so that's points for the cat.
I'd say that's a gross misconception. There are dogs out there that, of course,
One of my dogs eats poop.
I would make
awful.
The argument,
and
though.
And then it comes over and goes.
My dog's more poop curious than she is an enthusiast.
I got one of mine is a full-on poop eater. It's disgusting. Okay. Onward. Start the NFL music. Do you have NFL music? Could we have NFL music? That'll help cleanse the palate, as it were. That's NFL draft music. There we go. It just calms you, doesn't it? Just calms you down. We got NFL news, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
The NFL is, they've already agreed. They're working on the collective bargaining agreement. They've already agreed to add another team to the playoffs. Seven teams will now make it. That means only one team gets a bye. Only one team gets a bye. You'll then have six teams playing first-round games. And the winners advance to play the one team with the bye. Let's just take that part of it alone, Jeffrey. Are you in favor of adding a playoff team?
I think in general, yes. I have to say yes because it gives us an extra meaningful playoff game. And I also...
Does it cheapen the playoffs to you?
I don't think it cheapens it. I do think it puts a bigger premium now on being the number one seed.
How many teams are there in each conference?
So there are 16 apiece.
Okay, you don't want half the teams making it, do you?
I agree.
You gotta have less than half.
Correct. I'm not. Yes. In general, I don't want it to be. If this brings more 8-8 teams into play,
It's gonna. Well, and the argument that I was listening to today was that it means that one really good team is going to have to play another game and risk injury in that game for a stupid-ass game that is just a waste of time.
So for a 2-7 game.
Like, what happened if... For instance,
the Chiefs would have had to have played the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, what happens if Chris Jones gets hurt, you know?
Correct. So the last two Super Bowl champions were both two seeds. The 2008 Steelers, the 2004 Patriots, and the 2002 Bucks were also Super Bowl champions as the number two seed.
I don't have any... Listen... Bills so rarely get in the playoffs.
Well, here's another.
Getting in the playoffs at this point is my Super Bowl. And so if it increases the chances of the Bills getting in the playoffs, what the heck?
I also thought this was interesting. No team has reached the Super Bowl since the 2012 Ravens without a first-round bye.
Well, that will change now.
Yes, I think that will.
That will change now because there will be really good teams that do not get a bye. And so that will change. I do think the extra game matters, but I think as much as anything, there's just been clear separation, good teams, right? I mean, I think that's part of what's happened.
I think that's a significant part of it. I also think, though, what really becomes interesting is, for instance, this year we saw the Minnesota Vikings. They had to play their wild card game on Sunday against the Saints. They had the big upset, the overtime win. They had to turn around and play at San Francisco on Saturday. So what we've seen, though, is teams that have to do the short week, because of television, teams that have to do the short week fare significantly worse in the division round than
also
if you...
Also teams with Kirk Cousins as quarterback.
That's true. You make a valid point. Going up against the Niners.
So that's the first part of what happened. The second part of what may be happening, apparently is happening, seems likely to happen, is that they are going to have a 17-game regular season and... they are going to have it a three-game preseason.
Correct.
And the incentive, the players are like, why the hell? How many times have we talked to Steve White about
yes.
this, right? Steve White is insane. We all this talk about player safety.
Right.
And now you're taking it. What you're doing is you're taking out a meaningless game that players don't actually have to play in.
Correct.
Right? And you're putting a meaningful game where players will play in and will get hurt in. Right?
Yes.
And so where the hell is the interest in player safety? This is purely a cash grab.
I care about player safety, except when we don't.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. You just can't argue in favor of player safety. You can't argue. It's not even just safety. It's also, if you're literally just looking at it from the spectator perspective,
sure.
A chance to watch teams that have all their players.
Sure.
If you're being humane, look at it from the player safety. If you're looking at it the other way, like, I just want to see players that aren't decimated by injury. There's going to be more teams that are decimated by injury because you have an extra game. I think it's BS.
You're
why?
Not talking about this.
Why? Just because you need more money in the NFL? Why do you need more money? You got lots and lots and lots of money. The way they get in the NFL, the way they are getting the players to go along with it is they are...
larger portion of the revenue.
Yeah, it's not just they're going to make more money, which is also true. They will make more money because there will be an extra game, there'll be extra TV, etc. It's not just more money. Right now, the salary cap is based on what percentage of the revenue, of the total football revenue, football-related income, the players get.
Yes.
And what they're going to do is bump the pot will get bigger, but they're also giving the players a slightly bigger percentage, and so it'll transfer more players, more money to the players, and so the players are saying yes.
How humane.
They're buying off. It's, why do they need more money? Like, it's funny. We're talking. Here's the truth. We're talking about the NBA cutting back. We all acknowledge the NBA schedule should be shortened. What we've seen is the TV ratings go down. Why? Because it's perceived that the freaking games are meaningless, right?
Yes.
We just talked about Kawhi. Doesn't care about regular season games.
Same thing with baseball. I mean, I 162 games is too many.
So we're talking about that. And then the league that is absolutely killing it, that is raking in money, that has the perfect formula, evidently, because it keeps raking in money, is now adding more games.
You ever met a bunch of rich guys that
say, I got enough money?
Yeah.
It is amazing. The human condition is, it's remarkable.
Yeah.
There is never enough.
Correct. I've never seen, and I mean, in fairness, I'm not a huge Goodell guy, but his job is to try and make, he keeps his job, he keeps his worth
by making more and
more money for the owners. And being a blithering idiot and taking all the heat that the owners should be taking. I mean, this all basically boils down to this issue. The NFL TV network deals, so therefore the CBS deal for the AFC package and the Fox deal for the NFC package, those expire in 2022. The NFL they get $1.1 billion for the Fox deal for the NFC and $1 billion for the deal for the AFC, for CBS, because the NFC has more major markets for television. Those deals expire in 2022. The NFL has already let it be known that price is going up.
Right.
And the television networks, this isn't even really a negotiation aspect because they understand we have to have the NFL. You look at the top television ratings of the year, they understand they need the NFL. But what they've told the NFL is, at this price you are asking, we cannot make this work unless we get more games. So what's happening is the NFL, you're getting the extra playoff game. So whoever wins the bid for the AFC and NFC deal, they get one extra playoff game. That's a huge revenue chip. Now, additionally, what they're doing is by cutting the preseason down by a game and adding an extra week, that gives the television networks extra money because the preseason games are sold just like we see with the Grizzly local broadcast games. Those are sold locally and the teams keep the revenue, whereas the TV networks would get the revenue if you added an extra NFL game. And that's where this all stems from.
I would be happier, by the way, if they knocked the preseason out of two.
You and I talked about this. One game to get the guys ready and then one game to see who makes the team, and I'm good.
Other NFL news, Gerald Robinson was arrested with
157 pounds of marijuana, allegedly.
That's William Bedford.
That's
quantity there.
Well, that's an entrepreneur. I think that's more of a merchant move than it is a recreational consumer move.
Yeah. It really fits under the same category, more money, right?
Exactly.
But listen, weed should be, who cares? Like, whatever. Sell it, man. Sell it. That guy is not your great number two overall pick, though. I think we can say that. I thought he was going to be good. I will say, I thought he was going to be good. Didn't you think he was going to be good?
100% because he was an athletic tackle.
He was a monster at Auburn.
Turns out he was extremely athletic run blocking. And the number one rule of tackles in the NFL.
But then why wasn't he great as a guard?
They ain't playing you. I think that's the mistake that everyone thinks. Like, okay, you can't play tackle, so you can play guard.
You can play guard, yeah.
What's
wrong with that?
That's been proven to not be true. Like, I think for guards, like, they still have, like, just because you can't play tackle doesn't mean you can handle interior linemen. Like, to me, that premise is faulty.
Well, in fairness, I can't play tackle.
Right.
Also can't handle interior linemen.
Exactly.
You make a very good point. We got to take a break. Back in a moment, Jeff Cockerton, 92.9 FM News Man.
Chevrolet put 100 years of truck building know-how into the next generation Chevy Silverado. The result? You get the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever, offering the choice of 8 models with bold styling and distinct personalities, plus the most functional bed of any pickup, best-in-class front head and legroom, and available advanced trailering technology, including more camera views than any other truck. The 2020 Chevy Silverado, available now at your Mid-South Chevy dealers. Right now, well-qualified buyers can get a 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 with 0% financing for 72 months when you finance with GM Financial. Class's half-ton, full-size pickup segment. Some customers may not qualify. Monthly payment is $13.89 for every 1,000 you finance. Example down payment, 5.6%. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 3-2-2020. Visit Jim Kara Chevrolet, your Mid-South Chevy dealer. Maybe you've resolved to have more fun this year. Maybe you've resolved to eat better food. Maybe you've resolved to try new things. Maybe you've resolved to be present and really enjoy your life. Well, I have the answer for any of those resolutions, and it is Bounty on Broad. Bounty on Broad is delicious, locally sourced food served in generous family helpings in a restaurant that is so beautiful, it makes you happy to be alive. If you've been, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't been, it's time to change that. Go and get the crisp Brussels or the pan-seared scallops or the braised pork shank or honestly, anything they serve. My own particular challenge at Bounty is that I love some dishes so much, like the fried oysters, for example, that it's hard for me not to get them every single time. So I hereby resolve to get something new next time I go, and you should resolve to get yourself to Bounty on Broad before any more of this year slips by. Bounty on Broad is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. For reservations, call 901-410-8131 or go to bountyonbroad.com.
Want your roof done right?
Well, yeah.
Then call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF. A-Team roofers are licensed contractors and doesn't cut corners. We have on-site supervisors, and we only hire and train the best.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
So if you were looking for someone to help your son with his second grade math homework, who would you call? An auctioneer?
One hit, one to get a two, to get a win, to get a two, to get a two, now three. Three and all three, to get a win, to get a four, to get a win, to get a four.
Of course not. You'd want to talk to someone who specializes in your specific situation. And when it comes to marketing for your business, it's exactly the same thing. When you make a call for help, it's because you want it to work. It all starts with a conversation. Call Entercom now at 384-5900 and ask for Rachel. That's 384-5900.
When you order Little Caesars Deliver, you'll save $5 or more over the other national chains on delivered pizza. It's the cherry on top of your pizza. Well, not an actual cherry, more of a metaphorical cherry, which is kind of a good band name.
Hello, we are Metaphorical Cherry!
Pizza Pizza.
Savings claim is based on the price of a delivered pizza order with delivery fees for the top 4 national pizza chains on a national basis. Comparison is based on one more large Little Caesars pizzas with up to 5 toppings and the other 3 pizza chains' comparable large pizzas sold at everyday menu prices. Delivery available from participating locations with online orders only plus sales tax.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps. When it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hurt? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
But it's the same idea. They had the number one recruiting class coming in.
Well, and my gut tells me if UNC didn't have this recruiting class coming in, we'd be talking about Roy retiring.
You know who else is a great basketball coach and never preaches to me? Mark Few.
I one time was in a bathroom at the same time as Mark Few.
The Giannotto and Jeffrey Show, weekdays 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show. On 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I'm just saying.
You may not have rap problems, but you may have foundation problems. Those are even worse than rap problems. Rap problems, call Jameson. Foundation problems, cracks in the house problems, drainage issues, call Redeemers Group, 541-8765, 541-8765. They are a local company. They are affordable. And they will let you know what's going on in your house for not a single penny. There's no reason not to get it checked out. 541-8765. If the floors are sinking or sloping, you have cracks in the walls of your home, any of that stuff. You got water coming in, just call them. It's free. They'll let you know if you have a problem and how you can fix it if you do have a problem. And by the way, if you have a problem and you want to fix it, you mention my name, Jeff Calkins, you get $50 off. Once again, it's Redeemers Group, 541-8765 on the web, redeemersgroup.com. Let's get to the one story we've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
There's been a lot over the last couple weeks about, do we criticize Penny? Should we criticize Penny? Should we not criticize Penny? All this stuff like that.
I haven't heard.
And I, yesterday, wrote a column. You can read it at the Daily Memphian on a woman named Jean Robinson. Gingy is what they actually called her, Gingy Robinson. And she died Saturday at the age of 84. And it just reminded me that most Tiger fans don't consume basketball in the way of analyzing every day whether to be angry about Penny or not.
Sure, they just want to see their team.
They love Penny Hardaway. They love the Tigers. They have always loved the Tigers. They get mad when you say bad things about the Tigers, and they understand that you don't always win the games. It's more fun when you do win the games, but they're in it through thick and thin because they don't know any other way. She had been to games for 20 home games for not missed a home game for 26 years. She had not missed a home game. She had a routine. First, at one point, they would catch the bus. You could get on the bus, city bus, and at the Sears, where Sears was, and you take it down to the games. And she went with a friend of hers named Pat. Well, Pat died a couple years ago. They always sat together. They shared a driveway at home. And then at the arena, they had seats right next to each other. And Ms. Robinson, by the way, is a dental hygienist. She's not a whole lot of money. She just, like, she spent her money on Tigers because she loved the Tigers, right? And so, so Pat, at the end, couldn't go to an away game. They always used to go out to restaurants and stuff and watch the away games together. And so Gingy made up a martini and went over and lay in bed with Pat, and they together watched Pat's last Memphis Tiger basketball game, and because they love the Tigers. But then Pat was gone, and so she kept going. She kept going to games 26 straight years. She went with her grandson. Her grandson said that she'd always say when they got to the game, "I'm not hungry. Let's just split some nachos. I'm not hungry. Let's split an order of
nachos."
Better
know how this goes.
And he said she always ate all the nachos.
Imagine that.
She always ate all the nachos. And she wanted to get there early. She knew the players by name. You know, she got them by their first name. And then afterwards, they went to the Westin because they parked in the Westin garage. And they always had a margarita. And it was a celebratory margarita, or it was a sad margarita, or... like, but that's what fandom looks like, and that's why Memphis basketball has meant so much, because that's one story, but there are thousands and thousands and thousands of stories, and those people aren't analyzing every single day whether to hate Penny or love. They love Penny. They love their Tigers, and that's how most are. I think we sometimes overstate the criticism. That's just not how it works. Even last night, hideous game, happy they won. People left happy they won, happy to get a win. Nice they got a win. Wonderful they got a win. Anyway, she died Saturday. At her funeral, two of her granddaughters, one held up a Go and one held up a Tigers, and they led the congregation or the mourners in a Go Tigers, Go Tigers. Three times they did it. They said it was resounding and sent her off in that fashion. So for Tiger fans like Ms. Robinson and all the rest, God bless you, and go Tigers. What's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Ryan Silverfield, the head football coach of the Memphis Tigers, joins them at 12:25. Antonio Burks joins them at 1:25. Jonathan Sharks joins us on Giannotto and Jeffrey at 3:25. Drew Hill joins GP at 4:25. Jeff at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for all your cat advice. I'll let you know how it turns out. We'll be back tomorrow. Go Grizz. Our work here is done.
celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Gerald in Midtown. Gerald, you are on.
Last time I saw a show like that, I was in the Navy in Singapore.
Did it get the blood pumping at age 77 there, the hoochie and the coochie?
Well, I did have a Viagra pill in me last night, I'll say that.
The Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, if Memphis takes the 2020 College Basketball Championship, every bet you make at the Fitz between November 1st and tip-off April 6th is a winning bet. Luck lives here. See Sportsbook for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
As someone who's been through a divorce, I know how emotional the process can be, and I know some lawyers just want a more expensive fight. So let me tell you about Justin Thomas and the lawyers of Thomas White and Gill. It's not one of those big national firms. Justin is a former first baseman for the U of M who won't back down, but understands that slash-and-burn lawyering isn't always the best way to produce the result or the bill that anyone wants. Thomas White and Gill has male and female partners and a range of billing rates. It has experts in divorce, custody, adoption, and wills and estates. To contact Justin or to see what the firm has to offer, go to memphisfamilylaw.com.
Headlines, people, deadlines!
Oh boy.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy, on-the-go life. And now, it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.